Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Back on Rutherford Issues here on WGNS, and some great conversation coming up here about We All Will Win. What is that? Well, we're going to find out. Simran Rajani will be joining us in just a moment, founder of We All Will Win. And this organization was actually inspired by her cousin, Harshita Rajani, and the story behind what's going on here in terms of situation that Harshita has been faced with is on her blog, and part of that we're going to give to you this morning. Rutherford Issues contributor Carrie Boylan has her story, and then we're going to talk to Simran as well right here on WGNS. So sit back and enjoy what will be a very special show today.
Harshita Rajani is a 27-year-old North Carolina native. She graduated from Duke University in 2007 and began medical school at her alma mater immediately thereafter. On November 29, 2008, Harshita suffered a vertebral artery dissection leading to a bilateral brainstem point stroke. She spent the next 9 months completely paralyzed from head to toe. Now, nearly 3.5 years later, her life is still a struggle. But through perseverance, the support of family and friends, and her poignant writing, she has begun putting the pieces of her life back together. This is her inspirational story. And this is what she said. My stroke of luck? In a second, I lost it all. My past, my present, and most tragically, my future. In a second, I simply faded away. A part of me died, a huge part of me. I'm not just saying that as a dramatic metaphor. I mean it quite literally. 3 years ago, when I was 23, during my second year of medical school, I suffered a massive, spontaneous, bilateral brainstem stroke that left me completely paralyzed from head to toe. Unable to talk, unable to eat, unable to move anything, even my eyes, I just silently and begrudgingly stared up at the ceiling for days, weeks, even months, while the machines keeping me alive buzzed and beeped their way into every cell in my body. I had a condition called locked-in syndrome, which is as horrifying and inescapable as the name implies. This condition left me trapped inside my mind, alone with the things that became my only friends. My nightmares, my tears, and Harry Potter's scar-shaped crack on the ceiling. My life was locked away, left to be forgotten, while I was silently screaming to get out, to be heard, to be free. People kept trying to console me by saying, everything happens for a reason. To that phrase, I say bullcrap. I've learned quite slowly and painfully that unfortunately in life, things just happen and it can suck. A lot. Unfair, irrational, unpredictable things happen in our lives that make us question fate, karma, destiny, and everything that we once believed to be true in the world. This didn't happen to me because of any deeper meaning or higher purpose, and I adamantly refused to accept this sorry excuse for a life as my fate. Before all of this, my life was completely and utterly full. Full of friends and family, full of Bangra and boyfriends, full of summa cum laudes and summa cum cocktails, full of potential and so full of pure, infectious happiness. So, as you can imagine, life as a cripple in a wheelchair feels uncontrollably and incessantly empty. Reality is supposed to offer a brief reflection of your dreams and a brief respite from your nightmares. But my heavenly reality, before all this, was as magical as even my most perfect of dreams, while my hellish reality now is a million times worse than even my most haunting of nightmares. So, I live for those few stolen moments when this cruel world just lets me dream. I dream about running wild through Duke's campus, singing Beyoncé at the top of my lungs, devouring a slice of good old New York-style pizza, or falling madly and shamelessly in love with a boy. I desperately want my life back, to not only live, but to live well. I want my reality to reflect my dreams again, not my nightmares. I want to fight, to believe, to hope for something better. Now, through my borderline insane fighting every freaking second of every freaking day for the last 3 years, my dreams are slowly coming true. Well, they're partially coming true. I'm not yet running, but I can take a few steps. I'm not yet singing, but I can speak, though not too clearly. Not yet devouring, but I can eat anything and everything. And I can even type this article myself with my right hand. But things are immensely far from perfect. I have a long way to go. I'm still in a wheelchair and still pretty powerless. And love? Well, that's a dream that will have to wait. I have things to do. But I promise you, I will continue to fight until I have a life I can be proud of, until I can be free.
Harsha, the story has been has inspired Simran, Carrie, as we bring Simran Rajani into the conversation here, founder of We All Will Win, and you're going to kind of put all of this together. But what a powerful, powerful story. And just to think, she's 20 what?
She's 27, I
27.
Think, yeah.
I mean, you think of someone who is, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old suffering from something like this and not a vibrant young woman.
Exactly, and that's really why we want to bring this story to light. And before I bring Simran on, I just want to do a little excerpt from Hershida's blog that was posted on May 26th of 2012. So my amazing, ceaselessly positive cousin Simran decided we should go ahead and put some purpose behind it. With her passion and my experience, we started with a dream. Her brilliance and my writing made it a reality. We started an organization called We Will Win to provide hope to young survivors whose lives have been devastated by serious injury or disease. And I'm really proud to welcome Simran Rajani, amazing cousin, on the air. Hello, Simran.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey. So tell me, what inspired you to start the foundation? Talk to me a little bit.
Okay, you all heard her story, but I'm going to tell you what actually inspired me. It all started with Harshada, a cousin of mine who is really dear to me. Harshada was a second-year medical student, as you already heard, and when she was 23 years old, she had this massive stroke. And now, almost 4 years later, she still has a very long way to recovery. But this stroke affected her only physically. She lost her movements, but mentally, she's the same. She's intelligent, loving, witty, and a beautiful writer. So I started this with one selfish motive in my mind. I wanted Harshada to be encouraged and to have a lot of people cheer her on her way to recovery. But Harshada has a bigger heart than I do.
I know.
She wanted to help every young person in the same situation, just the way she was being helped and encouraged. So we put our dreams and hopes together and started this small organization that can help a lot of people in a big way.
So
that's how it started.
That's how it started. Now, when did you actually start the organization? It's been pretty recent, hasn't it?
I think around April this year.
Yeah, so it's been very recent.
Yes.
And tell me more about what the mission of We All Will Win, what you and Harshada want to bring to basically the world about strokes and why this happened and how this happened. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the mission is to provide hope and help to young survivors like Harshada, whose lives have been disrupted by serious injuries or disease. And we not only do want to raise awareness, but we also want to raise money to help them through the rehab if they do need it. And rehab therapy is really expensive, as most people know.
Well, most people don't, Simran. I don't mean to interrupt. I don't think most people realize that how terribly devastating it is, not just to the individual themselves, especially if they've got something that Harshada has, which is locked-in syndrome, which of course she's now coming out of, but when it happens, the whole family just comes together, and somehow, some way, you have to make it work, and you have to make the rehab expense work. And We Will Win is helping people go through. There's a specific rehabilitation center that Harshada has been attending recently. No,
right.
And that particular rehab center, obviously, is one of the best in the country. And We Will Win
will raise money to help other stroke victims go to that center and to have equipment that's needed to help them recover, correct?
We actually weren't specifying one particular center.
Uh-huh.
We don't know where the person is and if they can afford to go to that center or how far they live. But we do want to help them through their therapy in whichever center they plan to go to, which is close by or whatever's convenient.
Okay. And how do people go about finding out more about the organization? There's several ways,
really,
right?
This is really simple. We'd love for them to write to us. Write to us about their stories. Write to us if they need the money. We have a website, www.weallwillwin.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if they write to us and they really do need the money, we'd be very, very happy to give it to them. We don't have too much right now, but whatever we can raise, we'll be happy to give.
Well, it starts off very small, and I know that the family, the Rajani family, has certainly all come together and supported the family, the immediate family, through the process and the struggle and the inspiration that Harshita has now suddenly given a lot of people. It's my understanding that a lot of folks out there in Duke University follow her blog. Why don't you give us that location of her blog as well so people can go check out her blog?
Her blog is hrajani.blogspot.com.
Okay, so it's on blogspot.com. Okay,
yes.
We'll go ahead and post that. I'll post that on my Facebook page so
right.
that people can go ahead and read some of her stories, because I don't think I've done Harshita justice. Harshita's writing is amazing. She is extremely well written. She knows exactly how to portray her feelings on paper, which I think is a true gift. And Simran, when did she start? When was she able to finally start writing? How long did it take? And how did Hirsch even start writing? Because she couldn't move. So
even now she types with her forefinger on her iPad.
Okay. Thank God for iPad.
right. And before that, she had some kind of visual thing where she looks at the alphabet and it gets typed, because she couldn't move at all.
Right. That's her first, but those are her first blogs back in what, 2006? No?
2008.
So in 2008, if anybody goes to read her blogs, please understand that Harshita was typing those with her eyes. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And even now, if you look at her type, and even if she writes you an email, I appreciate every word she writes, because each alphabet has been typed with her finger, and it takes an effort to do that.
Yes, I would.
And
say
you
so.
See that there aren't any spelling errors.
None.
And her capitalization is perfect, and her punctuation is perfect, and she's really does it well.
And I think one of the things I really like about her blog and her writings is that she's no holds barred. She's mad as all get go, and she's not afraid to say what we all think. And that's another thing I really love about her blogs, is they're written with feeling and with meaning. And I don't think she realizes how much she has inspired me. I know she's inspired you. Her mother, of course, is a friend of mine, which is how this all came about. And I just want to say how much I love Rekha and how proud I am to be her friend. And Simran,
yes.
What else can we talk about? You know who I want to really talk about, don't you?
Duke.
I want to talk about Duke.
Not the university, though.
No, not the university. It's something that quite shocked me, because, as you know, I am a friend of Rekha's, and animals really weren't part of Rekha's family at one point, and now we have this amazing little dog. Why don't you tell us about Hirsch's dog, Duke?
Hirsch's dog is really Hirsch's baby.
Why is that?
Because he sits on her wheelchair, and when she goes up and down, and then we tell him, oh, you're there for the free ride.
All right.
Because he really is there for the free ride.
Okay, because of her wheelchair, Hirsch is able to move up and down. You were telling me earlier that with Duke, he goes everywhere with Hirsch, and you have family get-togethers in North Carolina, which is where Hirsch's parents and where Harshita lives. And tell me a little bit about what you all do as a family, because I want to share this with the listening audience that Hirsch has come a very, very long way.
When we go there for family get-togethers, we go every couple of months, and my kids love it because they actually take time out, make pizzas, have pizza competitions on whose pizza looks the best.
Right, and Hirsch is participating in all of this. She's part of the pizza party, correct?
Yeah. And she's always there. She's helping make cupcakes. These kids have a really good time. They play out in the backyard.
Right.
And we did fireworks once. I think last year it was 4th of July, and they did fireworks. And we go with our dogs. So Duke has a little cousin, Mickey.
Okay.
And they have a great time.
But let's bring it back round. I mean, we want to talk about what Duke has done for Hirschida and the healing therapies of animals. Talk a little bit about why Duke suddenly became such a good little dog and family pet.
Duke has always been good. Hirsch said from the minute she saw him, she knew he was the one.
Okay.
Because he sat on her lap for half hour and mm-hmm. didn't say a word. And I'm telling you, even today, 2 years later, he still sits on her lap and doesn't say a word. And he loves it. And he licks her. He licks her face through and through. He licks her lips and licks her eyes.
Goodness,
and
he really
and she's only laughing. Every time he does it, she laughs.
Okay. I love it. I love animals. And I think that when you are so sick, and Hirschida has been sick, and she's come such a long way. The healing powers of an animal have been proven to really help quality of life with patients that are suffering traumatic injuries, correct? And they're sick just period.
It does. It does. I've read so.
Yes. So Simran, tell me, what are your next steps for the foundation? We've spoken about it today. Let's go ahead and give the audience again that website where they can go and post a comment or ask more about the organization. What is that again?
So far, we are trying to raise money mm-hmm. in a creative way by selling T-shirts that have a catchy phrase from Harshada's blog,
which is.
The first T-shirt is now available for purchase, and it reads, I will win.
Well, she
because
will win.
Because in one of her blogs, she did say she will win.
And why? What inspired her? What inspired you then from that I will win? Tell me about that piece of the story.
I just thought it was so beautiful, and she wants to win so bad.
I know, and those were her first words. Didn't she say something about, we will win, Rajani, something like that? What were her first words?
Yeah, go Rajani.
Go Rajani. That was those were her first words that she spoke after how many years of being in locked-in syndrome?
I think almost 4 years now.
No. I mean, when did
she
first
wrote the blog? That was pretty recent.
No, when she first spoke. How?
Oh, when she first spoke. I don't know. I guess about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago.
And those were the first words that she said.
I don't know. No. I wasn't there when she said her first words, but yeah, that's what I read on her blog.
There you go. Well, you certainly will win, my love. I could talk to you all day long, but I know Brian is going to need to wrap this up in a few minutes. So once again, why don't we just give our listening audience all the information, and of course, when you visit WGNSradio.com, we will have posted all of the information on there, and you can also go to my Facebook page. Go ahead and give out all that information again for me, Simran.
Okay. Our Facebook page is called We Will Win. That's how we got our company name. Our organization name, sorry. Because we put the T-shirts as I Will Win, and now it's We Will Win because we're all together.
Correct.
And so our Facebook page is We Will Win, and our website is www.weallwill.org.
Okay, and if Hirschida's blog?
Hirschida's blog is hrajani.blogspot.com.
Okay, well, Brian's back in the studio. Hey, Brian.
Hello. Well, it's been a great bit of information that has been passed along here. And again, like I said, Carrie, a few moments ago, this is not something that you think of a vibrant 27-year-old,
right.
Having to go through.
It's a little bit more it's actually more common than we're led to believe, right, Simran?
I think so.
Yeah. So a vibrant woman has suddenly found a different purpose in her life. And Simran makes no bones about how she wants to continue to encourage Hirsch. And she's a super, super great cousin. That's all I can say to do this.
Well, we're going to put the websites on our website along with the podcast of this. And it's been a pleasure having you both here today.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll talk again
soon.
Thanks,
Brian. Thank
you,
Terry.
And that's going to wrap up this segment here of Rutherford Issues. We'll be back to wrap up the entire show here after this short timeout.